Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind. Welcome, everybody, to our kickoff of the eMind today with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I'm Sarah Grandstaff, president of Igniting Souls, and I'm just so excited that you all are here today to chat with us about this amazing book. I love this book because it's one of the first books that I really got to see just from a concept all the way through our launch today. So very excited to share some insider secrets with you today. So welcome, Carrie.
Hey, it's great to be here. And yeah, this is going to be a ton of fun. I know we're giving away a bunch of prizes, even a Times Square feature. So there's some reasons to pay attention today for sure.
Absolutely. So let's just kind of go back to where this book started for a minute, if that's okay, and kind of talk about, you know, how this came about. I mean, this really was just an idea that just kept blossoming into a bigger and bigger book. And now it just has such an important message, I think, for the times that we're living in.
Yeah. So, you know, the quick story is that my friends have gone to France cycling every 3 years or so, every 2 or 3 years on and off, you know, with COVID and all that, but probably for the last 10 or 15 years. And they always invited me to go with them. And I always said no, because I just felt like the commitment to get in that type of shape. These are not small things. These are the Tour de France routes, and they're really intense. And quite frankly, my friends, at least when they were a little younger, they would drop me. So when you're out cycling and if someone's going really fast, they just drop you, which means it sounds cruel, but it's true. And they just like go so fast that you end up falling behind and you have to find your way home. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but I was getting dropped here in the Ohio. And I'm like, if I can't even keep up in Ohio, I'm not going to go to France. Well, finally, Sarah, I get enough courage in 2023 to say, I'm going to go. And so I began training a ton. And, you know, with my wife's support and my kids' support, you know, it just became a goal. And so everything was great. And everything was happening and I was watching my eating, my sleeping, my training, my all this stuff. But then 6 days before the departure for the flight, I get a phone call and I knew that one of the guy's wives was getting sick. And so I thought he might drop the bike tour, but everybody dropped. So I get this phone call that basically says, hey, we're all dropping. And I'm like, what? You know, and you knew that I had booked a concerted France event with our clients in Paris at the oldest cafe. And so I thought, well, gee, I can't just drop and then leave all these people who flew into Paris when the bike tour ended. So I was really stuck. I was kind of caught. And I feel like a lot of our listeners today in their own entrepreneurial journey, we can feel this where at times the people we thought were going to come with us, they drop for good reasons and reasons that might surprise us. Well, anyway, Sarah, I decided to go anyway, all by myself. And it was the adventure of a lifetime.
Well, I'm glad you did. And shout out to any of our France friends who are joining us today, because that was such an amazing event. But also, I think every good story or good book, you know, has to start off with a dramatic event. And so this definitely, you know, was a great catalyst to what we're talking about today. So that's one of the other things that I really love about this book is you not only talk about it in words, but you let us have a little, you know, sneak peek,
yeah,
the scenes of what actually happened.
Yeah. I'll totally share that. So there's this cool, man, our team has just done so awesome with this, with this whole thing. So, like, for example, here's one of the videos. I'll just play it really quick, but this is actually the highest paved road in the French Alps. And this is me finally getting to the top. And this is June and July. So you can see, like, we are crazy high. But yeah, I mean, this is the adventure of the, and you can see that, right? Can you see that, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, I start way, way, I'm talking like way down there. And then sure enough, you start climbing. It's called climbing. And then you got a bike and bike and bike and bike and bike. And, but when you get to the top, Sarah, it's amazing. And just so you can see, like, you get to the top of this mountain and you're like in another planet. And there's this church here. And I just want to show you a few of these photos because it was just mind blowing. And it was so beautiful. And here's one of the churches that is at the top. And, you know, it's got this statue and rocks freezing up here. But the point is this, Sarah, that I wanted to take readers on this journey with me. And it's much more than a trip to France. What it is it's a microcosm of the entrepreneurial journey. And so when I was cycling, I didn't say, oh, I'm going to write a book, you know, but from the trial, and I want listeners to catch this, anything you go through in life that involves pain or trial or unexpected things can be a book material. So as I'm on this journey, I start thinking, you know, the only way I'm going to survive this whole trip is to think like an entrepreneur. And so I love this book because even one of our teammates named Ruthie took each chapter, and each chapter the bike goes across the road, which is pretty cool. But there's 10 traits and two wheels, so 5 traits with each one. Let me see. There we are. And so basically, the whole book breaks down the trip, but it breaks down the fact that you need 10 traits in life to be successful as an entrepreneur. And that's really the bigger message, is that, and let's talk to Lynn, because Lynn helped me write this, and I'm going to bring her on, but she can talk a little bit about this whole journey as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn, for joining us today. And Lynn, I'm just so excited that you're here because, like I had mentioned at the top of the broadcast, we really, you know, got to see an idea come to fruition when you put the right team members to different parts of the project. And you definitely were the right team member to work with Carrie to see this book get out into the world. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, you're muted, by the way. Let me unmute you, my friend.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me and letting me come. I loved hearing Carrie's story and then seeing how he wove those traits into his daily trip. It just blew me away. I loved it. And I loved, you know, doing a little bit of extra research and plugging in a few analogies and stuff. I loved doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Lynn, you know, this whole book, first of all, you're part of our team, and at Igniting Souls, we help people write their books. We help them publish them. We basically say that we publish, protect, and promote your intellectual property and turn it into 18 streams of income. So at times, Lynn, you're a ghostwriter.
Yes.
With some of our clients. And at times you're a collaborator, you're a writing partner. But on this book, I kind of mapped out my table of contents, and then I mapped out the stories that I wanted to tell under each trait. And then I spoke them, and then they become transcribed, those talks. And then you take that material and then you weave it into the storytelling. And then I come back and add layers of editing and layers of nuance. But maybe talk briefly about how that process was for you.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing your voice as you spoke, because I got to really hear your story and hear the way you felt about it. Mm. So that was really cool. And it really helped me as I put it into a book and took what you had and made it into this story form and added the entrepreneurial, it just helped because I could feel you and I could feel your excitement and your disappointment when things didn't go right. I could just feel that as I went through. And so it made it a lot easier to write it and to put it into that book.
I love it. Sarah, I think you had a question for her about traits.
I did. So Carrie had mentioned, you know, that the book breaks down the 10 traits that you really need. And you got to spend a lot of time kind of intimately getting to know those traits. But I was so curious as to what your favorite one was.
Well, that was really difficult for me to decide because I think all those traits are so important and the stories that Carrie put with them are just amazing. But I think if I had to pick a favorite, it would be freedom. Mm. Ordered and his subtitle was order dessert and eat it too.
Yes.
Because that's what we want. That's what we want in life is everybody wants to have their cake and eat it too. And I really think that the entrepreneurial mindset, whether you're ever an entrepreneur or not, that's what you get at the end is that order your dessert and eat it too. So I think that's why it's my favorite because I think everybody wants that. Even if you never run your own business, you want that.
Mm, that's good. Yeah. And Sarah, that's probably one of the toughest traits for me is really what it comes down to is celebration. And I've learned that as an entrepreneur, it's you burn yourself out and you burn your team out if you don't take time to have your dessert and eat it too. And so I did make it a point, especially after some of the big climbs, you know, where you're going. I think the biggest day was 11 hours and 15,000 feet and I think 7 mountaintops. And it was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and go to this amazing restaurant at the very end of the day. And I'm going to order a ton of food and dessert and eat it too. So that was the whole point there.
Absolutely. I think that's just so important to remember. And it's just, you know, Lynn, you did such a great job of describing, you know, all these traits and Carrie coming up with them. And I just think they're so important for people, especially, you know, as you're taking a look at, you know, going into 2024, this is really a great time for the book. And, you know, where might you need your, like our friend Dan Sullivan says, where might you need some confidence to, you know, climb that next mountain or go into it? You got to eat some dessert with my kids, Carrie, in France.
Oh, yeah.
I showed them the picture. You had showed the picture. And the great thing about the book is, you know, you're able to click on that QR code and go and see, you know, these videos and pictures. And I showed them. And even after they heard the story, it's just so unbelievable to them, you know, that people are out on these mountains doing these things. But I think that's such an important lesson, right? For entrepreneurs, for kids, for all of us to kind of remember going into the new year. It just really takes one of the traits that I really love is tenacity. You just need to decide you're going to go do it and figure it out. So I think of that. So Carrie, what's your favorite trait out of the 10?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to say the very first one, which is independence, where it says no one's coming to save you. And I'll share that with a picture here because you'll see this kind of as a paradox maybe. So here's a picture of us at the very end after the biking where Sarah's here and Jill and Carly and Evan and like there's all kinds of people here that came for the client meeting in Paris, which was amazing. And you might say, well, why do you like independence? Well, it's a paradox. Entrepreneurship is a total paradox because I needed Lynn. You know, I needed Ruthie. I needed Tanisha. I needed Melissa. You know, dare I start naming names because I'll miss somebody. But, you know, the cover design, the interior design, everybody. Like, you need a team as an entrepreneur. But you have to embrace the fact that it's just you. Because if you believe that, oh, I can just you know, not take full responsibility, you're going to fail. And so I tell entrepreneurs, now I'm a professor at Cedarville teaching entrepreneurship as well. And I tell them like, you got to embrace the responsibility yourself and own it. And I think most people don't want that. Like, no pat on the back. But so I went to bed early last night, but I got up at 4:30 a.m. and I rode 21 miles. Why? Because I'm going to France again. And so, like, did I feel like getting up at 4:30 a.m. and riding 21 miles? No. But I also did like it, because I know that today is my daughter's basketball game at night. And if I don't do it in the morning, I'm not going to feel like I want to do it tonight. So, like, you have to just embrace that mindset. And Lynn, that's kind of what the book is about, is it's the mindset. So even I tell people all the time, especially my students now and clients, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to have the e-mind. But if you have the e-mind, you will be a better nurse or mom or dad or teacher. I mean, didn't you get that, Lynn, from the book?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I could just see every trait playing into every single person's life and making them better at whatever they choose to do.
Mm, that's good. Well, I know we got other guests, but Lynn, thank you so much for joining Sarah and I.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And Lynn's got a bunch of books herself. I think she's got like 40 books out. But, you know, I wanted a collaborator for this book. And, you know, I put Lynn's name on there too, because she's helpful. And then we actually got Peter Diamandis, Sarah, to do the foreword, which, man, you know how excited I was. Maybe tell the crowd a little bit about Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have gotten the opportunity, really the privilege, to work with him and his team as they launch their newest book, Longevity, in conjunction with the XPRIZE, which this year is $101 million in the health and longevity space. And so it's just been a real privilege to work with them and learn more. And I think, you know, one of the traits even in the e-mind is teachability and kind of, you know, learning new languages and cultures. And I think that extends to kind of learning where we're going in this new world, you know, as technologies change and all of those things. And so it's great to be able to collaborate with people who are teaching us new things and asking us to think differently, you know, as
oh, yeah,
into 2024.
Well, I have the book right here. And how cool is that? I mean, what I love, Sarah, is that I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also serving clients. And Peter is a dream client. And I know we have a lot of strategic coach clients, but we're publishing, yeah, some of the most amazing people on the planet. And Peter, like you said, I mean, they just broke a record of $101 million XPRIZE. Their last XPRIZE was adopted by Richard Branson, you know, the very first XPRIZE around flight in space. And so, man, you know, Peter's partnered with Elon Musk for SpaceX and XPRIZE and this type of thing. So it's just so cool to like be in the game, but then serving clients and then also the next generation of students at Cedarville. And then Sarah, you're kind of the president of the company. So thanks for leading the show while I'm teaching at times as well.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, such an honor to, you know, get to work with our clients and see all of the amazing messages that they're putting out into the world. And I think, you know, you've gotten a chance kind of alongside of launching this book to take a bit of a step back and kind of watch your entrepreneurial journey with Igniting Souls and have even put a timeline to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, is allowing us to reflect and celebrate a little bit and, you know, kind of take that into where are we going into the future and really think our mission of how do we serve our clients the best.
Yeah, I want to share that timeline. A big shout out to Heather. Heather, I think, is watching her.
Yes.
You know, she just posted it a second ago. But, you know, we've had a website rebrand. And by the way, we're going to give away 8 audiobooks. So this is to the most active member. So Tanisha's actually watching this. And she's going to pick 8 winners. And those winners are going to be getting an audiobook from some of my other book. So let's see here. I think she's going to pick in a moment. Somebody's going to get the Unhackable audiobook, Day Job to Dream Job, Your Secret Name, Blockchain Life, Show Up Filled Up, Your Book Is Not a Business Card. So folks, as you continue to comment and tag people who need to hear this, Tanisha's watching and she's going to pick your name, and then we'll email you the free code for those audiobooks. But yeah, Sarah, I want to share really quick. And then, oh yeah, the grand prize. Oh my gosh. The grand prize is somebody's book or business in Times Square in bright lights. And in order to get that, I guess people could really rush and do this quickly if they've already read the eMind. But we are picking by random generator. I've been telling people for about a week now, hey, whoever posts a review after they've, you know, read the book, honest review, doesn't matter if it's what stars, but then we're going to pick a random generator and somebody's going to get featured in Times Square. And that service that we've been offering now, Sarah, why don't you just talk about that? Because we've gotten quite the buzz with people posting about that and getting excited about the Times Square partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, who doesn't want to see their name in lights, especially in Times Square, you know, right where Broadway is? It's very exciting. And so that's kind of one of my favorite things we've done recently, is really getting to give a shout out to our awesome author clients and celebrate their books, right? There's that word again, you know, taking a moment just to pause and be just so excited for these book launches.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, our whole mission in life is to set free world-changing ideas. And so here's an example of one client named Sunny. And yeah, I mean, this traffic here is unbelievable. So we not only post it, but then we capture the video, and then it's for clients to be able to share and put on their website and really get even more bang for the buck here. But let me show you that timeline, because this was pretty cool, Sarah. And I know we have people that have been around us for 20 years. I mean, that's back when I had a little hair, a little bit. But if you look here, it's ignitingsouls.com/about. And let's just go back to the beginning, Sarah, because I'd love to hit a few high points. Sure. So yeah, first of all, great job, Heather, on the website redesign, and it just looks beautiful. And it's I encourage all of you to check it out, because it really helps people out. But it kind of started back in 2001 when I met this guy named Chet Scott, and he really, you know, I was a pastor at the time, but he kind of shared with me, "Hey, what are you doing to build your opus?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And you know, he said, "Hey, opus, like, are you being a master in the art of living?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm a pastor, you know." He's like, no, I'll, beyond your job, are you?" And then he read this quote by L.P. Jacks, and the quote goes something like this. It says, "A master in the art of living draws no sharp distinction between work and play, labor and leisure, mind and body, education and recreation. They simply pursue their vision of excellence and leave others to determine whether they're working or playing. To themselves, they always appear to be doing both." And obviously I've memorized that, but it hit me so hard, because I was not a master in the art of living back when he kind of talked to me. And then I thought, well, I got to go on a journey to find out what is my opus. And so I went and I wrote my first article, and then that turned into a few articles. And then I thought, you know, I better open up a company. So I named that first company Redeem the Day. And then published for my first book in 2004. And then, you know, kind of went on speaking and did some doctorate, and then really crystallized my opus in 2008. And that was right when The Fine Line got published, and we had our first annual event. And in 2010, this was in the basement of a church, believe it or not, while I was still there. And this is, you know, then we did Your Secret Name in conjunction. And Sarah, as time went on, I met John Maxwell, and he began to kind of mentor me. And then, And then I said, you know what? I feel like I could ignite more souls outside the church. And so then The Deeper Path, we published that. And then, of course, did the Shawshank thing and started Author Academy Elite, where that was awesome. I mean, oh my gosh. So Sarah, you kind of came in, not at this point, but when we started serving other authors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're gonna close that chapter of the DIY authors here in March with Author Academy Elite. But, you know, over time, we've been able to publish. I'll quickly go up to that little image because it's so cool. But over 1,000 authors now we've published with Author Academy Elite. And so that's awesome. But yeah, as time went on, we partnered with Dan and Joanne Miller, and we went to this event called Escaping Shawshank. And then, of course, did the first fiction book, Elixir Project. We launched Firing, the Mastermind, did the UK event. Then I started connecting with Dan Sullivan and Strategic Coach, Sophie and Sarah McDermott and Sophie Gardner came in and helped with Elixir Project, turn it into a TV pilot. And then we had the world's largest ever Barnes & Noble book signing with over 75 authors, and partnered with B1G1, where we started giving back to help impoverished people and projects around the world. And we've been able to literally help millions of people through micro donations just from our business profits. So every month, even now, we give part of our profits to B1G1, and that's another way of igniting souls. And then we did Unhackable Show and Unhackable Launch. That became a Wall Street Journal, USA Today bestseller. And then we said, you know what? There's these other types of authors who don't want to do the book themselves. They want us to do it for them. And they may write it, but we certainly launch it and publish it. And so we launched that just kind of like, you know, what is that? That's an experiment. That's kind of what the entrepreneurship world is. But this thing has really taken off and attracted people, even like New York Times bestselling authors like Peter Diamandis. And then I started to see the shift of how IP, intellectual property, in the form of books, though, was needing to be protected. And so kind of started Blockchain Life. And that was just a little experiment back in 21, and wrote these other two books. And yeah, sure enough, I mean, you go on, and you came in 22, and I'm so glad you did, because it really helps me now focus on the Cedarville opportunity too. So Sarah, I don't know. It looks like it tires me out to even look at this timeline, even though I feel like, but this is 20 years. This is 20 years. We got the TEDx talk, but I don't know, Sarah, what do you think seeing all that?
I think it's amazing. And I think we should take a pause and, you know, celebrate it and reflect on it. And I know we have so many amazing authors on the call today, both from AAE. Shout out to all of you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on publishing your books. And we have some Ethos clients and also some of our partners here. So I think that's the really important thing about the entrepreneurial journey, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bring it back to the e-mind is you always have to be looking for, you know, what opportunities are out there? How can you continue to grow and expand and tweak things so that you're really staying relevant in the marketplace?
Oh, and I see people like Karen who posted, you know, but she started an AAE in 2019 in Mexico. And, you know, she's now working on her second book. And of course, Travis, you know, it's awesome that we're able to hire some of our authors too, like Travis, and Tanisha's got her book that's almost done. And, you know, these people are just fantastic. And by the way, Lynn, if you can let Tanisha know too, I think we're going to have Jimmy jump on in a second. I just want to make sure he's got the right link and he's okay. So maybe she can reach out there. But this lady, Karen, says she's already reading the audiobook via, the audio, and she says it's like having a conversation with me. And so, yeah, Sarah, this is awesome. And I feel like we're just getting started, because the TEDx talk really launches this new concept of IP protection. And I feel like our authors now today need their content protected more than ever. I mean, we're starting to see how the internet has opened up amazing opportunities, but also increase piracy and this type of thing. So that's why we're even stepping up in being the leader and with a patented technology called EZIP. So that thing's about ready to blow up big time as well.
Well, and I think that's so important too, because, you know, just like the 18 streams of income are so important and, you know, really viewing your book as a launch pad for, you know, other products and services out in the marketplace, you also have amazing amounts of IP within your book, right? And so really taking that to the next level and determining, you know, what are those things you want to protect, you know, as the author, and making sure that, you know, you own those things and you're, you know, putting them out there in a way that allows you to continue to grow them and expand them, because there might be the next great idea or next business lurking in the pages of your book. You just don't know until you really spend some time kind of thinking about it.
Absolutely. And this whole website is being redesigned. So like you're literally seeing it with the dust, not it's literally being built. But I mean, that's what entrepreneurship is. And I want people to realize, like, I think there's so many people right now that in the world, they're like, I'm not going to launch till everything's perfect. Well, guess what? I'm showing you a website that's not even fully done yet. Why? Because I'm trying to demo what I teach. And that is, like, you're never going to be fully ready. And so stop making it about you. I love what Seth Godin says. He says, look, if people are dying in the desert of thirst, and if you are not willing to share your life-saving product or service with them that will quench their thirst because you didn't polish the glass, shame on you, you know? And that's what I think a lot of people struggle with. We all struggle with perfectionism. And so it's an excuse. Perfectionism and procrastination are an excuse that you're thinking more about you than the person who needs your product or service. So I hope that's for somebody today. Because I feel like they might be holding back their amazing product or service or book that's going to help so many people, but they can't because they're waiting for it to be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. And if that's you out there, I look forward to seeing your book or idea launched in 2024. So,
And we even have one of our France people who jumped in. Barnsley came and, she made a whole trip out of it. So she brought her daughter and they went to France. So we had people from the UK, from France, I think from Switzerland, all over, and even the United States. They're like, hey, I'm going to make a trip out of it. So Karen just bought the eMind. Thank you very much. Yeah. I encourage you guys and ladies to get this book, because it turned out, Sarah, honestly, I think I even told you, this could be a 10,000 word book. It's going to be a short little thing. And this thing turned out to be quite a book. I want to say it's 35,000 words, but the more I began to write and the passion came out, it really is. It's built around those 10 traits, and each trait is a spoke in the wheel, and you need two wheels. So there's 10 traits. This one is called risk, and it's literally called embarrassment is your ally. So Sarah, even at that trip in France, oh my gosh, I was embarrassing myself every day. And why do you think, Sarah, that that's important as a trait? Why did that make the 10, do you think?
I think it's important because, you know, just kind of like you said, right? We're never going to be perfect, right? And there's so many experiences I think you might miss out on, or opportunities you might miss out on if you're not willing to put yourself out there, right? And I also think it goes a little bit further too. If, you know, you don't risk embarrassment, you might not be able to connect with the right people who, one, you need to meet, or, you know, two, you know, really can help you on your journey. So I think, you know, I think that's an important one for us all to reflect on, because I think we're living in times where it's harder and harder to connect with people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of those fears are, you know, kind of getting over that embarrassment. And you sometimes, you know, you don't get a reward if there's not a risk sometimes, right? And so, you know, I think sometimes, you know, risking your self-esteem or your heart is sometimes the hardest thing of all to risk. So I think it's just an important reminder that that is part of the journey, and you really need to be able to put yourself out there.
Sarah, I got to show a story that matches your what you're saying. So the scenery as an entrepreneur is amazing. All right. So here I am going on these crazy hard things. Like, I don't even know what this picture is. Let's take a look here. Okay. So check. You can see that, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So this, I stop on the side of the road, and this thing it's a little bridge there. And I'm like, ooh, what's that? And again, there's no agenda. There's no plan. So I go to this place, and it turns out that it's some fort. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, how much does this thing cost? I want to be a tourist. So Sarah, I'm wearing biking shoes, and biking shoes have pedal cleats in them. So you cannot wear your cleats while you go on a tour. So what did I do, Sarah? I took my shoes off, and I you just got to be wild here. Okay. So I took my shoes off, and I'm in socks, and I'm walking through this fort with literally stone floor, and it's amazing. And then there's this art display, you know, in the place. And then I think, oh, that bridge that I saw from the road that was super far away. I thought, I gotta find this thing. And so I found the bridge, and there's the bridge, and there's the crazy, like, the whole trip was an adventure. And Sarah, truth be told, I'm scared of heights. I'm really scared of heights. And so I want people to realize, like, I'm not some diehard adventure adrenaline junkie, but I think life can be an adventure. And I think that maybe that's the whole point of today's talk and the book is, like, if you are not living as a soul on fire, if you are not someone who is just every day is an adventure, like, why not? Why do you have to grow up young or old and be like, well, I'm just going to fall in a rut. I'm just going to live a life of boredom. I think that that is not a good reflection to our creator who gave us this gift of life. So Sarah, you took a risk. You left Scholastic of 20 years, and you said, I'm going to jump in and be the president of this crazy company. So what I'll ask you, and Jimmy, by the way, is coming. So
awesome.
We'll bring him on in a second, and you can hear from a real live listener of what they thought of the book. But Sarah, why did you say yes at your point of your career to jump in and become president of an entrepreneurial company?
I think it's just very exciting to be, excuse me, the president of an entrepreneurial company, right? Like, we literally have had times in my year here where we might decide something at 7:15 in the morning, and it's done by 10:30 in the morning, right? And so, right. I think, you know, the idea that you can innovate and find opportunities and really help, I think for me, the most exciting part is helping our clients find messages and IP and ideas and resources within their existing idea and see it come to life, sometimes even in ways that they didn't imagine from the outset, right? And so you definitely have a gift of pulling that out of people and then matching that up with our amazing team to see what we can create in conjunction with our clients is just an exciting way to wake up every morning. And so I think, you know, for people out there who, you know, are thinking, you know, like I had mentioned, we're we're going into 2024, and this is the time where people really spend some time reflecting on, you know, what are their goals and what are things that they want to do going into the new year. I feel like this book is, you know, shameless plug for it, is coming out at the right time, right? For people to kind of take that moment of reflection. And it may not be that you need to jump ship from your current career, but I'm guessing that everybody out there listening has some idea that could be bigger, should be bigger, you know, the world needs to see. And so I'm very excited to continue to help develop that in conjunction with our clients.
I love it.
And I will say, I'm also excited to, I've known about this book since its inception, basically. But even just being on this call today and listening to some of the comments and getting to talk to you about it again, I've got a few people that I love to give books for Christmas and definitely going on their list, because I think it will inspire them to take action on some things that I know they've been holding back on too. So I feel like this book is really for everyone, as Lynn mentioned, but especially for people who maybe, you know, have hit a roadblock in their current career or their current job and you know, are kind of thinking about, you know, what's next. But I also am excited for your students at Cedarville to read it too, because I think it's a great tool and resource to have at the outset of someone's career too.
Love it. So we're going to get to Jimmy here in 30 seconds. Tanisha just picked Jill to get the audiobook for Poetry is the Portal. Folks, if you want an audiobook, we have 8 audiobooks that we're going to be giving away of different types of my past books. So post a comment, tag somebody that you know who needs to see this. In fact, tag somebody and say, hey, check out this talk. And I think there's something in there for you about living a bigger life. Because I think if we're honest, we all need to do that. So Maureen's going to get something, so keep posting. We'll get to Jill in a moment. I want to talk about Jill because Jill made it a fantastic trip. But let's get to Jimmy first. So Jimmy, hey man, you sent us an email. Good to see you.
Good morning.
So I felt the energy. Oh my gosh, I felt the energy from your email yesterday. I think you started the audiobook. And I told Sarah this morning when we were meeting, I said, Jimmy seems like he's on fire. So A, I wanted to bring you on and hear what you thought of the audiobook, and B, how is that practically affecting your next chapter? And I know we only have about 3 minutes, so you got to stay all that time.
No worries. So when the subject matter that said I'm literally shaking was totally real. It was an emotional and a physical response. I saw the book, I ordered it, and I'm like, I can't wait. So I got the audio or the Audible. I put my brand new earbuds in, and I felt like I was having a conversation, and you were walking me through exactly where I was and helped me recognize the gap in the mindset. I had the heart and I had the desire. I had felt the calling to go where I'm going, but I was missing that key component. And as I heard you tell your story, I felt like I'm along for the ride.
Wow. But
you're speaking step by step, not realizing there's 10 components or 10 traits in the mindset. And I love, as I listen to the first 3 chapters and I get to the third one, risk, and I'm like, embarrassment is a skill, right? And I'm like, really? But literally, Carrie, as I look at the end of the year, and I've always been I do a talk on how to turn the page with impact. And I really think that's a great mindset, but what is it for me? What am I looking for? And as I'm walking along this journey with you, I feel like you're coaching me, you're sharing your heart, you're talking about those elements that really were transformative in me, helping me recognize the one thing I'm missing is the mindset I need to do what I'm doing. And you laid that out. And this morning I listened to chapter 4, being teachable, not to come in and tell everybody what I want, but to learn from the culture around me and to take in the information and to actually connect in a way that I wouldn't if I were just focused on me. And it's been speaking so loud and clear to me. And I just thank you so much. The timing of what it means as an entrepreneur to recognize one of those key components that all the things we're striving to do is the right mindset. And that's what the E-Mind has brought to life for me.
Sarah, what do you think of that? Because I'm posting on Instagram.
Yes.
Jimmy's words right now. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's so powerful. And, you know, I think you called it the E-Mind for a reason, right? It may not have been as intentional from the beginning, but I think as it developed, I think Jimmy is just right on message there in terms of, you know, I agree. I think, you know, even for me, sometimes, you know, we have the heart, we have the passion, we can even see the vision, but how do you make it a reality? And I like that it spoke to you in a way where you feel like you can, you know, take practical steps going into 2024. So I'm so excited to see what you do, Jimmy. It's always so good to see you.
Great to see you too. And Carrie, one other comment I want to make. I was thinking about this as I'm driving to my appointment this morning before I jumped in my car for this call. And I felt like God reached through your voice and grabbed my heart.
Wow.
And said, this is the message you need to hear right now. Pay attention. And it was, it's so exciting. I mean, here I am, I'm working, I'm traveling to my company's annual meeting tomorrow. But I'm so excited about what 2024 holds, because so many things are going to change, including my mindset, because I'm listening to you on your journey and the way you've laid out the roadmap. So many of us as entrepreneurs going, yeah, I want to do this and I'm excited about it. And I have this heart and this passion, but I don't know what steps to take, what the roadmap looks like. And you're laying out that journey, which has become so impactful to me as I think about all that's going on, that's going to help me step by step move forward without being lost, but being on track. So
good. Well, Jimmy, that's so powerful. And I'll tell the guy who helped me do the audiobook, because it's a team effort. And, you know, I knew that the E-Myth, you've heard of the E-Myth. I don't know if you've heard of that book, but it's a famous book. And I knew that that was a book that's helped so many entrepreneurs, Michael Gerber's book, but it really gets into the systems and processes and practical. I knew that this was a mindset cerebral. I love what you just said, that you're, you didn't know risk was a skill. Embarrassment was a skill.
Right.
That's funny.
It's what is true, though, because you're talking about those elements and where fear comes in and where independence and, you know, nobody's coming to save you. And, you know, I wrote a book 5 years ago about how to surround yourself with influence and have your own personal board. And I've been blessed by that for 14 years of my own life. But so many entrepreneurs strive to do it alone.
Yes.
And you really don't have to. And that's what I love about the E-Mind. It's like, hey, here's framework. Here's a roadmap. You can customize it, but you're not alone in this journey. And all of the factors, not just the success, but the embarrassment, the you know, being teachable, trying to find my way and assessing risk and my independent mindset. And they all actually work together helping you run the race set out before you.
Well, Jimmy, this was fantastic. I really appreciate you. And all because my friends canceled on me.
Right.
Right. I mean, think about that. If I, in that moment, if I was like, ah, forget it, I'm done. Because we do that in life. We say, well, God must be telling me that I should drop the whole trip because, you know, why would I go by myself? But sometimes God wants you to do something by yourself because he's got a big lesson. What do you think about that?
That's totally true. And I think we miss that. The passive nature of when resistance comes. And I think about the analogy of when resistance comes and the incline might be steeper than we anticipated. Do we pull off? Do we stop?
Yeah.
Do we pull over? Do we call an Uber or do we press on?
That's good.
And we often don't press on when the incline gets steeper, yet the reality of it is that might be exactly what we're called to do.
That's right.
So the lessons can be learned that will transform other people's lives, including our own.
Jimmy, we can't wait to see what God does in and through you this next year.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks both. Great to see you. Thanks for this book. It's awesome.
All right. Awesome. Look at that. Sarah, what do you think of that? Because I know Jimmy's an author. He's a client. And now here he is with his next chapter.
Well, when he reached out, he said he was shaking and I was shaking a little bit and got the goosebumps listening to him talk. I mean, that was just so powerful. And I think, you know, some great messages that came out of that. So thank you, Jimmy, for coming on. That was amazing.
It was. So, Sarah, I know we're almost done. We've been giving away some audiobooks. We're going to give away the grand prize here in a moment. But I do want to mention Jill Bentham, because she's our very first Author Academy Elite author ever. And she, I don't know if you remember this, but she had resistance getting to France and then getting back. And so this is, folks, if you think life is going to be smooth and you think life is going to be obstacle-less, I will just tell you, you already know the answer. Think again, especially the entrepreneurial journey. Oh, I'm so glad. It's like she was typing as I was speaking. I missed my plane due to not having noticed my ticket was bought by my new married name and didn't match the passport. I had a vision of the workshop going ahead without me, and I was gutted, which I guess in London means bummed or something, right? It couldn't be true. So I paid for another ticket hours later and arrived in Paris during the riots. I remember that, near midnight. Oh my gosh. So, and the return flight was canceled. This is my point though, Sarah, that I don't see with a lot of people, you know, Maureen's another one, chronic pain. And yet she wrote her book and she's helping people. Mm-hmm. Tanisha is working on her book. Like, all these people, the common thread is that they kept going and overcame resistance. So I'm going to let you say a few words and I'm going to hit post and then we'll give away the big prize. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Jill, so much. Jill was very gracious and shared some of the drawings from her new book with my kids. And that's one of them. France, and they got to see all kinds of amazing art from, you know, the history of time. And they, I think, remember Jill spending some time with them the most. So thank you for persevering and coming to see us. It really meant a lot. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I know she's working on like a board game and like a video game, and like everyone's doing these amazing things. So Sarah, we're going to give away the big prize here. And I will just tell people that, look, this book is meant to encourage everyone. I encourage you to get multiple copies, share it, talk about it, go through it as a study. I mean, how cool would that be? Small groups to go through it and be like, hey, here's the, you know, I struggle with number two or number five, I'm crushing it, this type of thing. So, what I'd love to do now, Sarah, is, before we even started, someone, Tanisha on our team, did a random generator. And if you didn't review the book, no worries, but 11 people did. And so, Sarah, I think you have the name of the person who won the big Times Square. They get to have their book or business featured in Bright Lights. Who was that?
Yeah, absolutely. And drum roll on that before I announce the name, though, I do just want to say to everyone on the call that we have a lot of authors here. A lot of you have friends who are authors, and one of the greatest things you can do for them is take the time to leave a review of their book. So if everybody wants to leave this call and do a good deed for the day, go review either the eMind or another book, or, you know, several books today. And definitely that would be an amazing thing to do. And the winner of the awesome Times Square is Matthew Black.
Oh, Matthew Black.
Yes.
You remember him? Yeah. He was
on the eMind podcast.
He was on the eMind, absolutely.
Yes, episode 10.
There you go, episode 10. Yes. So let's show. And he, I don't think he's an author, but I guess we're going to feature his business then. And so I'm going to share with you in our last minute here there is a whole page, by the way, folks, that you can go to ignitingsouls.com/emind.
Hi, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Thank you so much for
a little video from me. But then if you click this, yeah, you can watch the pictures and video of the actual trip, get the book. But then, yeah, we turned the book into a podcast before we even started. And so there's 23 episodes, and all these episodes are really entrepreneurs or people. I'll tell you what, I bet you half of them aren't entrepreneurs, but they think like an entrepreneur. And that's the whole point. I wanted to showcase people who you know, like this young lady struggling with cancer for the second time, a professor, you know, a former baseball player, like all these people. This guy struggled with addiction, but here's that guy, Matthew Black. So he's the winner, and where he's going to be in Times Square, his business. So yeah, Sarah, thank you for being, behind all this, even Pam Pippen blast from the past. So she even commented, she was with the John Maxwell team. We met many years ago, did a whole Your Secret Name tour in South Carolina together, but so many people are here and winning prizes. So Sarah, thanks for all that you did today too.
Yes, thank you. I'm just so excited about this book launch. So congratulations again. Grab your copy of the eMind. You won't be disappointed.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.